USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out, of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with war, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
The Department of Agriculture said that Mexican avocado imports have resumed after safety concerns were resolved. They temporarily suspended imports of avocados from Mexico after an inspector for the USDA at a plant in the state of Michoacán received a threatening call to his cell phone on February 11th. Michoacán is the largest producer of avocados in the world. It's also the home of drug trafficking cartels. In 2021, the United States imported $3 billion worth of avocados, almost all of that coming from Mexico. Three people were hospitalized after their helicopter crashed into the shallow waters just off Miami Beach. The chopper came down near 10th Street and Ocean Drive. Two of the passengers sustained trauma injuries and were taken to Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital. According to the Miami Beach Fire Rescue, all three survivors are now in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a package of legislation that would allow private citizens to sue gun manufacturers. Under one bill, anyone could sue manufacturers, distributors, transporters, or sellers of assault-style weapons. The other bill would prohibit companies from advertising certain kinds of weapons to children. Newsom said, "This is not about attacking law-abiding gun owners. It's about stopping the tragic violence that's ravaging communities across the country." The California legislation is modeled after a Texas law that bans abortion approximately 6 weeks after the pregnant person's last menstrual cycle, using a unique enforcement mechanism. It deputizes private citizens rather than the state's executive branch to sue anyone who aids and abets the procedure. Any individual can sue anyone involved in an illegal abortion and win up to $10,000 in court. During a press conference announcing the new gun legislation, Newsom made it clear that he intends for California's bill to serve as a test for the court's procedure on abortion. He said he disagreed with the court's decision and considered it outrageous. Earlier this week, gunmaker Remington agreed to pay more than $73 million to settle a lawsuit with several families of victims of the Sandy Hook shooting attack that killed 20 children almost a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.